Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzzed Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Umbrella Academy Season 1, Episode 7, The Day That Was, and Season 1, Episode 8, I Heard a Rumor.
Yeah, I heard a rumor. I heard a rumor that they're going to be disclaimers for this. And those disclaimers include there's going to be cursing, because there is. And there will be spoilers, because there will be. And we're having things to drink. What are you having to drink, Natalie?
I'm having Underwood The Bubbles.
The Bubbles. Yeah, I can't even see that. You're in darkness.
Yeah, I'm in darkness. I look like one of those people who want to remain anonymous on a newscast. Except nice. My voice is not distorted.
Well, I mean, you sound like me, so I could just be you. That's a possibility. Those things are possible. So I'm having a shot of Frangelico liqueur because Hazel, it's hazelnut. It's Frangelico. And I had forgotten the first time I had Frangelico was like on a really, really cold night in Boston in a restaurant. And it was really, really good. It's super sweet on its own. It mixes well with other things too, like with like Kahlua and milk, you can add some Frangelico to it to get like kind of a nutty feel. And I love hazelnut as a flavor, so it is really very tasty to me. So I'm having it for Hazel, because Hazel's in these episodes. And we are gonna get rolling. So
season one was episode 7, The Day That Was. We have a flashback to Harold Jenkins being born on the same day as the Umbrella Academy, but as the result of a normal pregnancy. And also his mother died in childbirth. He grew up idolizing the Umbrella Academy and was abused by his father as well.
He had all the action figures. He was an only child and beaten by dad. So yeah.
He would dress up as a member of the Academy, but one day when he tried to join them, after like jumping over like a blockade or whatever, and trying to like enter the mansion, Reginald scolded him and shunned him. And
he actually had an interesting phrase here. He's like chasing something that is unattainable, because he's saying that, again, you're normal, you're not extraordinary. Chasing something unattainable leads to a lifetime of disappointment.
Yep.
Get ready for your life of disappointment, Harold.
and so he, up in his attic, he has all of his action figures except for the Reginald Hargreaves one. Then he goes downstairs. His father yells at him to get him a beer, and he ends up like hitting him and bashing his head in with a hammer at 13.
He doesn't end up. He goes and gets it, and it's a deliberate act. But yeah,
I'm not saying it wasn't, but fine. Yeah. It's Leonard. Surprise! He gets 12 years in prison. And we see him, yes, we see him steal the journal, that Klaus threw away in the garbage.
Right. Cause he's stalking them. When he gets out of prison is like around the time that Reginald dies, it's in the paper. And so he goes and he's stalking the house, and he sees Klaus come out and put something in the dumpster, which turns out to be Reginald's diary. And that's how he gets it.
Yep. So the family are gathered at that 8:15 meeting after Five has just blipped in, and they try to figure out who Harold is. Leonard overhears them talking about him after he's just stolen the Reginald action figure. And the same thing happens with Vanya in the street. Five then in the mansion tries to explain the commission to his siblings. The siblings just don't believe him because they don't understand what he's talking about. But he's like, no, we have a chance to win because I'm here and I have some information. And Klaus, they're talking about like splitting up and seeing like what they're going to be able to do, because Diego, Allison, and Five want to go check out what's going on with Harold. While Klaus has like a raging headache from his withdrawals, and Luther wants to look into the moon stuff, the moon research that he did in The Day That Wasn't. And
Diego's making fun of him for it. Diego's kind of like, come on, we don't have any time. We need to just get some stuff done.
Hazel and Cha-Cha get their assignment to kill each other again. Surprise. I will say for this episode, the whole Hazel and Cha-Cha thing, we just see everything again, but maybe from Hazel's perspective occasionally, but I'm just like, we're just seeing this again. Like, do I need to see as much of this again? No. But we're seeing it.
Right. I mean, they do kind of go through it a little more quickly, but yeah, there is a lot of retread here. You see, again, you get to see some in-depth of the things you didn't see in the previous episode, but they aren't necessarily stories that we care a whole lot about. But they, Hazel, yeah, they get the notes. Diego takes Allison and Five to the police, and he's got a plan because, you know, he's in charge. I swear, Diego wanting to be in charge is just a very hilarious storyline to me, and character development to me. But he takes him to the police. He's got a plan. He's called somebody. He's going to get Harold Jenkins' file. Diego says,
meanwhile, Five is like, I could just blip in there and get the file.
And he's then like, he's you don't like, understand no. It's work. And so he thinks he's a leader. He goes into a little alleyway. He does this, would you like to buy an O kind of thing? Like the Sesame Street back in the day, would you like to buy an O? You know, like, come give me the file to one of the cops. And the guy tells him, look, you know, you are a suspect in Eudora's death. Your fingerprints were everywhere. You guys had a tumultuous relationship. You are a suspect. And he's like, you got to be kidding me. Allison is trying to get a hold of Fania. She keeps, you know, using the payphone, trying to leave messages for her. Diego does get the file. Allison looks at it and immediately realizes that this guy, Harold Jenkins, that they're now looking for is Leonard, is Fania's boyfriend. So then we go back to the house. Oh, and we see Pogo and Luther. Luther is, again, you know, realizing that Dad didn't open up any of the reports he sent. And he goes and gets drunk. And Klaus still wants to be tied up to go through his withdrawals. And he comes down and Luther chokes Klaus. Because he's like, you're not trying to get Dad. You need to be trying to get Dad and you know, visit him in the afterlife, that kind of thing. And Luther's pissed because he wants to ask Dad, like, why the fuck did you do this to me? Why did you send me to the moon? And then he, you know, Klaus is like, why don't you just go find everybody else? You know, leave me alone. He's like, I don't want them to see me like this. And I'll just hold them back because he now has all this self-doubt. And Klaus is so sweet. He's like, what about old Captain, my captain? You're our guy. Come on. He's really sweet. And he actually says, Luther says that Diego is right, that I just suck and Dad knew it. He wants, you know, to be carefree like Klaus, and Klaus is like, I'm not carefree. This is not carefree. This is not a thing. You are very, very confused. And then we go to Hazel and Cha-Cha in the woods looking for the briefcase, stuff we've seen basically before. They've got.
Yeah. And then, yeah, basically we see everything we've seen before. Hazel goes to Gritty's to meet Agnes after Hazel and Cha-Cha both kind of decide not to kill each other in the woods. And then we go over to Allison taking the boys to Leonard's house. And there's this very funny moment when, like, Allison is going to, like, go through the back. And Five just kind of blips in. And Diego's like, we didn't follow the plan. Like, what the fuck?
And everyone this is his plan. Around. I love his plan.
And then his plan, since it's a door with like a window in it, he just jumps through the window, like crashes through the window and falls to the ground. He also has an injured shoulder, so I don't know how this is helpful to him. And then like Five and Allison like walk up to him and Five just reveals that it's unlocked. And it's very, very funny. And then, so Allison finally goes into the attic, which is full of Umbrella Academy memorabilia, including, like, some posters of them with their eyes scratched out. It's very creepy.
Yeah, but it's like he's stalking them. And that's what she realizes. Like, this isn't about Vanya. He's not interested in Vanya. He's trying to get at us.
Yeah, and then Five collapses because he was shot in the stomach by the handler.
But this has been a while. I mean, it's kind of like, dude.
I don't know, adrenaline? I don't know.
I
Then
guess.
Leonard takes Vanya to his grandmother's house in the middle of the woods. This is totally normal behavior for if you've known a guy for like 6 days, barely know this guy. He sees that you have magical powers for the first time ever, that you're now realizing. He takes you to the middle of the woods alone. That makes perfect sense, Vanya. Great choices.
She is
And
not the brightest bulb in this spectrum
he's
here.
so fucking stupid.
She
And
is.
Leonard basically wants to test Vanya's ability, and Vanya's like, okay. Then we go over to
She
Hazel,
doesn't
who
believe she
tells.
has anything. She still is kind of like, what are you talking about? There's just nothing going on here.
Yeah, then Hazel tells Agnes he wants to run away with her, and she agrees. They make out. Cha-Cha sees. We've seen this all before. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, they're it's not super exciting. But
I
Cha-Cha
do love
is,
this next part, though.
oh,
Can I
I
do
do
this
too.
next part?
You can do this next part, but I'm gonna get some good stuff in here. There's
I know you
so much
are.
good stuff to come.
So Ben is talking to Klaus, who's trying to look for Luther, but he's still suffering from withdrawals, and he's there. But Ben's really concerned about Luther, and he's basically like, "Listen, Klaus, you owe Luther because Luther would definitely save you in this situation. He would go after you. He would find you and help you. So you need to do the same for him." Diego also, him and Allison take the injured five back to the house, and that's when Diego realizes that Grace is back and up and active, and he's like, "Hey, can you please help me and Allison with five and all that stuff?" Whatever. Klaus finds Luther at a rave, full ape chest on display,
It's
and
hilarious. Well, how they find him is really kind of funny. So he and Ben are walking in an alleyway, and he's like, "I'm not my brother's keeper," kind of thing. "I didn't sign up for this." And Ben's like, "No, you have to. He's your brother. He'd do this for you." And he hears some woman coming out like, "That's the biggest, hairiest guy I've ever seen." He's like, "Hello."
yeah, and it's a full-on rave, and it's, you know, if you've ever seen Venom at the rave, that's basically what Luther is like at this rave. He's such a bro, and he's just kind of like jumping up and down with his hairy ape body. It's very,
Yeah.
very funny. He's clearly on a lot of drugs and very, very drunk. And
Yes.
so he Klaus it goes up to Luther, and Luther's like, "Brother!" Very Thor-coded, "Brother!" And he's just like, "Hey, have you had this drug before? I think it's maybe LSD or something. I'm not sure." And who knows?
Don't
It's
tell
a
us.
pill. I don't know.
Yeah, LSD generally, if you touch it at all, you're gonna get some sort of
I don't know what it
hallucinogenic
is, mother. It's
thing.
drugs. It's drugs. And he
Glad
shows him
you don't
drugs. And he, and then, aren't you glad I don't know what LSD looks like? Oh
Yes, I
my
am. It's
God.
usually in
So.
foil. I'm just telling you.
Great, thanks, Mom. And so what Klaus does is he like takes the pill out of Luther's hand and just throws it across the dance floor, and then Luther's like, "Why did you do that?" And then Klaus is like, "I don't know." And
Because he's been looking for it.
then yeah, no, then he like Ben is trying to tell Klaus not to give in to the temptation of taking drugs again because he's having his withdrawals, but he's also becoming sober and he could still see Dave. And so he's army crawling on the floor looking for this pill, and he finally makes it to the pill, but the pill kind of turns into Dave in his
Yeah, the army
in his dead
crawl, like
body.
there are a bunch of things about this that are causing PTSD symptoms for Klaus. Like, the loudness is like bombing in Vietnam. The army crawling is like what he had to do when he was in Vietnam. So there's a lot of that going on anyway.
Yep. Then he has a hallucination of Dave's dead body on the ground, and that's kind of that for that part. Then Grace is patching Five up. Allison also still can't get in touch with Vanya, and she's worried. Diego finally admits that Luther was right, and they should have stuck together instead of splitting up. And
Yeah, this is like two major concessions on from these two guys in the same day. It's like, damn, really?
yeah. Diego brings up Leonard's grandma's house, which was in his file from the police station. And so as him and Allison are leaving to go check out the lake house, the cops come and arrest Diego under suspicion of murder for Eudora's murder. And yeah. he sends Allison to go find Vanya on her own. And basically just says, don't do something stupid, go! And then Leonard, this part's weird. Leonard takes Vanya to like the dock at the lake and is like, hey, move that boat with your powers. And Vanya's like, how am I supposed to do that?
He's like, I don't know, concentrate.
Yeah. It's like, what, dude, you don't know what this is like. And the only time she's used her powers is when she was in very high emotion situations. So when she's kind of calm, it doesn't really work all that well because she doesn't know how to channel her powers in any other particular way. So she's unable to make the thing move, the boat move. And Leonard's being pretty pushy. It's kind of weird. And so yeah, Bonnie's like, you're really, really into this? This is freaking me out. Please stop. Yeah. Then Hazel goes to the motel room and tries to figure out what he wants to say to Cha-Cha about wanting to resign from the commission. And then he finds her mission in the trash, even though she burned it, but it didn't burn enough. And so
he realizes, hey, wait a minute, that's not right.
He sets up the trap and then knocks Cha-Cha out. Everything we've seen before. Klaus then chooses not to take the drugs.
Yeah. So, he chooses not to take the drugs. He sees these guys who are going to go beat up Luther, and Klaus attacks them. He gets knocked out, and you see him go into this black and white French afterworld. Because it's got
really bizarre
music. It is bizarre.
It's like black and white except for his top
shirt. Right, there's a girl on a bike who apparently is God, and he's like, and she's like, I created everything, and you know, I can get rid of you if I want to, and I don't like you very much. He's like, I'm agnostic, this is, I'm not sure I believe in you either. And she's like, well, he's waiting for you and you don't have a whole lot of time. And she points to a shack that turns out to be the Night Owl Barbershop. This will come out in later seasons, so just so that you're aware. But Klaus assumes that it's Dave that's waiting for him. So he runs to this barbershop. Klaus takes a seat in one of the barber chairs, and the barber puts a towel on his face, and it is Reginald. Reginald starts shaving Klaus, and he's kind of berating him for not doing better and only scratch the surface of his powers and those kinds of things. But he also admits that he was not fair to Luther, and he actually asks, and this is so out of character, he asks if Luther was okay.
But before that, Klaus is talking about, he saw that you left all of his research unopened, and he was like, yeah, that was a bad idea for me, I should have burned it. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
Are you kidding me?
You get to see that he's still something of a dickhead. But he's like, you don't understand. I was always preparing you for something bigger. And so he reveals that they were meant to save the world. They had to bring he had to bring all of them back together. And the only thing that would do that would be something momentous. And Klaus realizes, you killed yourself. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, well, I had to do something. And then he starts to say, well, you've got to pay attention, there's something of great importance, and then he fades out.
Yeah, as you do.
Klaus wakes in the club.
Yeah, Klaus gets resuscitated because he was dead for a minute, because that jealous guy really almost killed him. Anyway, I thought he just got knocked out, but it's not important. Then we go over to Vanya and Leonard coming out of a diner, and they have a confrontation with these drunk guys who are like leaning up against their car, and they're starting to beat up Leonard, and they like touch Vanya. It's very weird. And they pick her up, they try to keep her away. Yeah. They try to hold her back while they beat up Leonard. And then Vanya breaks away and uses her powers and like pushes all three of the guys away. But like two of them all three of them are pushed back with such force that when they like hit the wall or hit a car, like their heads get all bloody. And so it's likely they're dead. Yeah, we'll figure out more about that later. And she begs for help with Leonard being unconscious. Then Hazel tells Cha-Cha that he is tied up now, that he quits. Cha-Cha says there's no point in staying for the apocalypse. But then, and Cha-Cha also like kind of like goads him into like, hey, shoot me, because if you don't, I'm gonna come for you and that bitch that you were trying to
I'm
like
gonna
run
kill her.
away
I'm
with.
gonna torture her, and you're gonna watch me torture her,
Yeah,
basically. And then
and
I'm gonna kill
but
her.
Hazel, regardless, doesn't kill her and leaves, which is always a great idea. I mean, like, I'm not a proponent for like killing people, but like, come on, man. At least, like,
She's already told you what she's gonna do, and
also,
you
you
know she'll
only
do it.
handcuffed one of her hands. Like, what the fuck did you think that would do? Anyway,
Then
Allison
the
is. Yeah, then
montage.
there's a montage of Allison driving to find Vanya. Klaus is looking for Luther. Luther is hooking up with the woman from the bar or from the rave.
In the
Diego's in jail. Phoebe is recovering, and Vanya is in the hospital getting Leonard treatment for his injuries, including a lost eye.
And of course, part of what we had seen with Five is he's looking at the eyeball that he had brought back from the future with him. So, what were your best parts of this episode?
The music. I can't specifically I didn't write down a specific musical number in this one, but I remember recognizing and really liking the music in this one. That's true
Was
for all
good.
of them though.
It was not a standout music one for me. There are a couple that obviously previously were, and there are some coming up that are, but anyway.
Anyway, Luther and Klaus, I love that duo. Like, it's one we haven't seen before. And Klaus kind of being like, yeah, no, Luther, you're okay. You don't have to be like me. Please don't be like me. It's not a good idea for you. And Luther just be like, I'm so worthless. It's like, it's okay. Oh, Captain, my Captain. And also, Klaus and Reginald's talk, it really does show a lot. We haven't really gotten to see a lot of Reginald outside of the flashbacks. And so getting to see who he really was, even now. An up-to-date Reginald. It's very interesting to see like how he reacts to Luther and is like, hey, is he doing okay? And Klaus is like, do you actually care? And but also him being an absolute pompous asshole. But also getting that like reveal that, oh no, I killed myself so that you guys could like get back together. Get the band back together. And then also the trio of Diego, Allison, and Five. I love Allison and Five being all like holier than thou to Diego, who's just like fists, punch, go through the fucking door. And then they're just kind of like, we're just finding a different one.
Diego is to me like I talk about like the walking hormone. He is just very linear. He's got like one purpose. It's like I'm
He's
going
like,
straight at
fight.
you.
And
Yeah, I'm
then
gonna
Allison
skip.
and Five are always looking for a different way in, and he's just like, through the front door, but I'm gonna go through the window. It's like, what the fuck?
Unnecessary violence, Diego's your guy.
Extremely funny, extremely funny. But yeah, those are my best parts.
My best parts, I got Klaus, Ben. I love Ben in this because he is such
Yeah,
a
Ben as well.
conscience for Klaus. I mean, and you know, because Klaus is the only one who really can hear him, it's really cool. Allison, I loved in this, Diego, Reginald. And I like Chacha. I mean, she's a badass bitch. I love Mary J. Blige in this role
Well,
so
I do.
much.
I love Mary J. Blige too, but like, I don't.
No, I love like I if you're gonna have a bad guy, she is like the Diego bad guy. You know,
I'm not
she's like
saying that she isn't. I'll talk about
right.
it later.
Yeah. All right. What were your worst parts?
I'll talk about it now. Leonard slash Harold, like, what the fuck, dude? Stop being so pushy. I know you have your evil agenda, but like, come on, man. Like, let her go at her own pace. Obviously, her own pace isn't really helpful for your agenda, but like, you don't know the world's about to end. Only she does, technically, but she doesn't really concern herself with that very much, but it
Doesn't
doesn't
know
matter.
that.
But yeah, that whole thing of him being like, I'm gonna be your fucking Yoda. It's like, no, you're fucking not. You don't know how to do that. You have no idea what you're doing. This isn't fucking Dagobah. It's your grandma's lake house. Stop. Anyway,
Ew.
that was a lot of
It's
references.
a swamp. No, it's not.
And
That's a
then,
lot of Star Wars there.
I know.
Empire. Empire.
Yeah, and then Hazel and Cha-Cha, like seeing all of that stuff again, I didn't need to see it. It kind of just felt like they were adding the runtime a bit, which I don't understand why. Plenty happened in this episode that I didn't need to see all of Hazel and Cha-Cha again. I feel like, is it fine to see Hazel's side of the story? Sure, but we already know what it is. Like, you've already seen enough of it to like piece it together in your head. Like, I feel like they were kind of baby feeding,
Spoon feeding.
spoon
Yeah,
feed.
spoon. With the spoon. Yeah, there you
What you do with a baby, which is spoon feed, and suckling at the
I'm
mother's
worried
teat.
about
But still, I think that in general, it just felt like they were spoon feeding us like Hazel's side of the story that we could have already deduced on our own. And what I like about the Umbrella Academy is that generally they don't spoon feed that kind of stuff to us, and they didn't insult our intelligence in the last episode by like us being able to like piece together, oh, that was his mission as well. And so it like getting to see that reveal was cool, but then the second time around, it's like we already know the reveal, we already know what's happening. Like, why do we need to see this side of it again? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I didn't put that, but this did not feel terribly well paced. And I was going to discuss that in the whole grading of this episode. And some of it, like, I had a Hazel cocktail, obviously. Hazel is an interesting foil to all of the other stuff that's going on in this. It's like the conscience of the commission, I guess, or something like that. But I didn't put it as the worst part, but it's not a best part for me either. Worst parts for me, Vanya, I think, is just like dumb as like dirt.
Oh,
She's just
yeah, dumb as
so
a bag
stupid.
of bricks. I'm sorry, I
Yeah,
forgot
she,
Vanya.
yeah, Vanya's terrible. But the letter, I keep calling him Vanya's guy because Leonard Harold, whatever the fuck his name is, all he is this kind of cipher to me, like bad dude. And I hate him, and I hate him even more. Like, I know I keep saying that like pretty much every episode, but he has a real domestic violence quality to him, and we're going to talk about that going forward. Like, the way he isolates her, the way he's like, I'm the only one, you have to repeat my
Oh,
stupid
it gets
mantra to you.
worse.
It does get worse, but like it start it the isolation, like he isolates her by taking her away from all of her familiar environment, by taking her to this to Dagobah.
His grandma's lake house.
Grandma's lake house, whatever. And it's just gonna get progressively worse and more fucked up. And we're gonna see it obviously, but it is just disturbing. What grade did you
So,
give this episode?
I gave it a B. I was considering a B plus. I think that my issues are that they're now spoon feeding certain things to us where we're just like, yeah, we already knew that. Like, I didn't need to be told that Harold was also Leonard. Like, I mean, it was fine, but like them hiding his face for that montage was like, well, I already fucking know who this guy is. He's that puny asshole Leonard. And so like I don't need to be I don't like that it was kind of treated as a big reveal in the first place, but also the fact that like them being like, well, this is Hazel's side of the story. It's like, I don't fucking care. I already saw what happened. She knocks out Cha-Cha. I can already guess what happens after that.
I will say that there are some lines with and we didn't talk about them, the Diego Allison Five thing. They're like,
I
they're
love that's why
outside
they were my best parts.
they're outside the door to Harold Leonard's house, and Diego's kind of like, oh, I've seen him, he's a scrawny dude, I could take him. And Allison's like, yeah, he's a scrawny dude, like most serial killers and mass murderers, kind of like Five here. And Five,
I love that. See,
I
again, this is a tr
was like,
I what one thing I will say in just in general in the Umbrella Academy, and what a lot of I feel like a lot of TV shows are scared to do for some reason is they're different varieties of pairings and
yeah, I'm
like
that
all
guy. Yeah.
that stuff because it just it you get I find that in certain shows I always find it interesting when the two characters that you don't usually see interact, and so
It's
you
like
get to
Game
see
of
their
Thrones.
dynamic.
Right.
And they
It's like
have
Game of
such a well-established dynamic in every relationship. You get to see almost every sibling relationship. Obviously, you can't really see them with Ben other than with Klaus, but in general, you just get to see more. And I really love that because, like, especially with Allison, you would think that in any other kind of show, Allison would just be stuck to Luther and that's it because, like, they have an established relationship that's like clear. but really,
always
you get to see
romantic,
out Yeah, and Allison and Vanya and all that stuff, you get to see that. But like getting to see her interact with her brothers is so fucking funny to me. I love it so much. And yeah. her just being like, I'm the only girl here right now. Like, this fucking sucks. You guys are absolute idiots sometimes. Even Five, who, like, thinks he's so smart. It's like, come on. Like, I also know what I'm doing around. Like, I'm just better.
Yeah.
But so it's just fun.
I gave this episode a B minus, and it was a pacing issue for me. There are, of course, some good lines. There's some good pairings, and I agree with you. I think that that is something this show does do well. It's like what we liked about Game of Thrones, like put Tyrion Lannister with the various people, or with, or you know, the pairing you never knew you needed, which was the Hound and Tormund. You know, it's like
God, yeah, exactly.
I mean, so some of these things I absolutely appreciate. And they're so well written, many of them, because that banter that you get with siblings, that there's all, you know, that they have this thing that they aren't explaining over and over and over again. I really do appreciate that. I feel like this episode just, there was too much rehash for me. So let's move on to the next one.
Season one, episode 8, I Heard a Rumor. Allison is driving to find Vanya. She has a flashback to a year ago with Claire asking Allison.
I'm going to talk about music in this episode, and she is driving in the rain to stormy weather. Moving on.
Oh, I also realized what the song that I was pointing out from the first part, from the last episode, was One is the Loneliest Number, played at the very beginning. I love that song. Anyway, so... It reminded me of the Lego Batman movie. I'm sorry. Anyway, sorry.
Not a chorus line, but Lego Batman movie.
One is the Loneliest Number. I know one is a song from the chorus line, but that is not the song.
Whatever.
Mom, what? Okay.
Keep going now.
There's a flashback to a year ago with Claire asking Allison for a bedtime story about the Umbrella Academy stopping thieves in a museum. She tells the story, and there's a little animated portrayal of the events, like on that you're shown. It's really cute. Claire starts complaining about not having another story, and Allison eventually says, "I heard a rumor that you were really tired and you wanted to go to sleep." And so obviously she compels Claire to go to sleep, but Patrick, her husband, sees. And we didn't get to see anything really of Patrick. Patrick is hot. Anyway.
You only know that from later seasons.
What?
You only know that Patrick is hot from later seasons.
No, I know it from this scene. I forgot that he even showed up in later seasons. Anyway, I don't think he does. Anyway, Claire, that he sees that happening, and like Allison runs to him to explain herself. We don't see that conversation. It goes back to the present where she's in her car and she starts hearing her past rumors. Like, I heard a rumor you let me on the soccer team. I heard a rumor you thought I was great for this part. There's also I heard a rumor that you love me.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. And she's crying, obviously, because you know, you do. And I can see if you had that power, especially when you're young and immature, saying stuff like that.
But I don't think she used it on Luther. She didn't use it on Luther. She didn't need to. She used it on Patrick, and I think that's an issue.
Right. Oh, or she's definitely used it on someone. What, you know, who exactly it was is hard to say. But so that is she rolls up to the cabin, to Grandma's cabin. And she sees that and then we cut to the hospital. So the guy, I guess I'll call him Harold, I don't know, he is out of bed. He's telling Vanya that he wants to leave the hospital. He says he's going to be fitted for a prosthetic eye, they're getting ready to leave, and Vanya's like, oh well, you're good, you know, we'll, but they've realized that he's not been discharged. Vanya asks the nursing staff about the other guys. There were three guys, and they're like, well, only one came in, and the other two they couldn't save. And so she's killed two out of the three people that were attacking him. The one that's left is in critical condition, and this clearly interests Harold. Luther awakes in bed with a girl, and he realizes that he's not a virgin anymore.
What I love in this scene was Klaus
is doing like the morning bell, I guess, And he starts celebrating that he popped his cherry. This is hilarious.
Oh, no, no. What he says specifically is, woohoo, he popped his cherry. You're going to have to marry her. It's very funny.
This is so funny. They've got important family business to discuss. And so they go down to the kitchen. Five, I love this, Five shows up and he steals Luther's coffee. Yeah. Like, who else gets away with that? Ben is there and he's giving like running commentary about what's going on. But Klaus points out that he had conjured Dad because he's now sober. And he discloses that Reginald committed suicide, and they're all kind of like, oh, sure, you're making that up, whatever. But Pogo comes in and he confirms it. And he said that they had changed Grace's programming so that she would be unable to perform first aid. Obviously, that's changed now because she's already saved Five. But this was because they all had to come back together to save the world. And Five's like, this is just weird. How would Dad know that the world's going to come to an end? And he's like, I got to think about it. And so he does a space jump, I guess, to his bedroom. Then we see Vanya and the guy show up back at the cabin. Vanya is upset because she had kind of had this power surge out of her, and she's worried about people dying. She's like, I can't control it. And if I can't control it, then more people are going to die. And Leonard slash Harold slash whatever is kind of like, but it's awesome. Dying is awesome. But then we see Hazel and Agnes, and they are stuck in traffic going to bird heaven, sorry.
Bird hell.
She what was does a map bird of hell stops. Look like? Don't get me to answer that.
You started it. Bird hell.
Sorry. Like, she has all these bird watching things she wants to do. And he's like, look, if you only had 2 days to live, what would you want to do? She's like, it's easy. I just want to spend it with you. And he's like, all right, I got something I've got to do. So he drops her. We intersperse. We go back to Alice, and Alice is also stuck in traffic in a different place. And the reason she is stuck in traffic is because she is near where the crime scene tape is up for Vanya's little incident from the night before. She talks to a cop there. And the cop recognizes her. Oh, you're Allison Hargreaves. And then he's starstruck. She says she's doing research for a part. And she overhears on the radio that the guy, the surviving victim, has awakened in the hospital. And she's like, oh, I need to go with you and do more research. We cut to other cops telling Diego why he is a suspect because of his contentious relationship. Because, as we know, Diego is in jail, and this other cop gives him a key to get out. Vanya is playing violin on the pond. There's a lot of boring, isn't there? It's like, God, there's a lot of boring here. The guy, Reginald. No, not right. Is reading
Reginald.
He's reading Reginald's diary in the bathroom because he doesn't want Vanya to know he's reading Reginald's diary. And he realizes that Reginald tried to teach Vanya to control the chaos through music. So there's flashbacks. The guy then tries to have Vanya concentrate on sounds because he goes through the events of the night before with her, and she said the only thing that she could really focus on was the truck engine sound that took over her hearing, and it all started to resonate, and that, of course, is when her powers kind of came in. Klaus, back at the house, is trying to knit.
That's so funny.
It is funny. Five goes to Klaus about saving the world. Diego arrives and says, Allison's in danger. And they're all like, oh, okay. Then we get to see some more flashbacks of Vanya resisting the training that Reginald was trying to do for her.
He was using a tuning fork to make her channel her powers into like bursting some glasses, a specific mm-hmm. glass, mm-hmm. in a row of like glasses. But she resists and she breaks all of them, including his monocle.
Yeah. And this, the way it is portrayed in this episode is that that's what causes him to then put her in confinement, but that's not really how it plays out. But the wind, you know, while she is out with, the dude, she's trying to concentrate on certain sounds. The wind rises and the trees start falling around them. But she's able to get it back under control, but she has trouble breathing. And he says, oh, your ability is tied to your emotions, but Vanya is very afraid of her power. Luther is in a bar because he is depressed because he's not all he was cut out to be. And in that same bar, you see a missing poster for the first chair violin person, the woman that is missing, making Bonnie first chair. Diego and Luther talk. I love this because so we got Klaus and Five, and Diego and Luther are all in this bar. And Klaus and Five are like, oh, we're going to just watch them brood at each other or something. And Diego goes to talk to Luther, and he's like, he's doing all of this burying the lead stuff with Luther, and he finally is like, Allison's in trouble. And
which is like, you
should have led with that. But before that, Diego's like, you know, it really is hard to trust a guy in corduroy. I love these throwaway lines. It's like, it's too funny. He's like, you should have led with that. And so he pulls the door off the bar, Luther does, and is rushed to get out. We've got Cha-Cha. She shows up at Giddy's, the donut place. Gritty's, whatever. And then you start hearing the Mary J. Blige, and of course this is so appropriate because Cha-Cha is Mary J. Blige, cover of Stay With Me, which is, if you have not downloaded it, you absolutely need to. It's fabulous. And it's so freaking good because this scene, she's looking for clues as to where Hazel and Agnes have gone. She finds a bird map, then she turns on the gas to the oven, lights a flamingo candle, and blows that shit up.
Yeah.
So you want to take over?
Sure. The survivor of Vanya's power accident says that Leonard paid the guys to beat him up in front of Vanya, but they got drunk and took it a little too far when they touched Vanya, and things just got a little out of control, and then she was like a power surge thing happened and all that stuff. Allison also figures out it's Leonard and Vanya by her like knowing so much about this case. The cop is like, you lied to me, you know about this, right? And she's like, yeah, no, I do. Can you please help me? My sister's in trouble. And he's like, yeah, fine, whatever. And so they try to figure out more, but the guy needs to be taken for like x-rays or something. Back at the cabin in the woods, Leonard belittles Vanya's focus on music rather than her powers a little bit, because when Vanya's just like, yeah, I know, I kind of want to practice right now, and he's just like, oh, your powers, yeah, you're doing really well now, I think. And then she's just like, no, I wanted to practice my violin, I have my concert tomorrow, remember? And then he's just like, oh, but you could do so much more with your powers. And she's like, but I want to practice my violin, I'm a grown woman. He's like, you've had a break. I can choose what I want to practice. Anyway,
so aggressive about it.
And then Hazel asks if Agnes wants to do anything special, if she only has 2 days to live. Yeah, you've already said some of this.
Yeah, I did.
You kind of skipped ahead.
I was bored, sorry.
Yeah, whatever. And yeah, no, he says he has to do something, and she goes to the bird sanctuary alone. Vanya gets overwhelmed by her senses in the house when she doesn't find Leonard anywhere, and she like hears this like banging on the it, everywhere, and she's just running around, and then she gets like a flashback of Reginald putting her in an isolated vault thing underneath the house in the basement and being left there for hours, then in a soundproof room. To relax, Vanya starts playing her violin, which makes sound waves resonate throughout the forest and making wind blow and such. Then we go over to Allison and the cop at the hospital, talking to the nurse that we saw earlier to allow Leonard to voluntarily discharge. They talk to her, and the nurse is currently looking for the lone survivor of the accident because he somehow went missing. I don't know how that happened, but anyway, then Allison asks, "Hey, have you seen this woman?" And shows her a picture of Vanya, and she's like, "Oh yeah, no, she left with Mr. Peabody this morning." And she's like, "Oh, so that's where they were, not at the cabin, they were at the hospital this morning. Okay, I need to go back there, I need to find her." And the cop's like, "Are you sure about that?" And she's like, "Yes." And so she goes to the cabin, and she sees the sound waves like emitting everywhere, and there's like wind blowing, and she's just like, okay, this is weird. She goes into the cabin and she's like, "Hey Vanya, what's going on here?" And she's like, "I have powers now." And she's like, "Well, that's cool." And Vanya's like, "Yeah, isn't it awesome?" And Allison's like, "Hey, do you want to go into the car? I have something really awful to tell you." And she's just like, "Well, just tell me." And so Allison's like, "Listen, Leonard Peabody is actually this murderer who killed Harold Jenkins. It's bad. It's very bad, Vanya. You need to stop being near this guy. You need to come with me." And Bonnie's like, "But I love him." And Allison's like, "Well, fuck that. No, you don't. And you need to really not do that." She doesn't say that exactly. She's a little bit more gentle with it. She's like, "Hey, listen, I understand that you're confused right now. You're very overwhelmed with all this new stuff like happening with your powers, with this guy. But you need to come with me. He's dangerous." And Vanya, she starts feeling overwhelmed. Like, she's like, "Oh, I have all these new powers. Oh, this guy who I trust, like, what's going on here?" And then Allison reveals that she was told to rumor Vanya when I think they were like 4, 6, something.
They were very really young. I don't think it was 4, but they were.
Heard 4. I don't. It was young, but it wasn't 13. It was a little bit younger, but yeah. Allison reveals that she was told to rumor Vanya when she was younger into thinking that she was ordinary. She didn't know why, though. And also, she was pretty young, so I don't blame her for not bringing it up until now, because, like, what would she know? She's literally just told her, "Hey, you think you're ordinary." She wasn't told or shown that Vanya had any powers of any kind. She was just told to do that, and she did it. Vanya gets so mad at Allison. Like, she gets, like, almost unreasonably mad. She's like, "No, you definitely ruined my life. You made me think that I was awful." And she's like, "I didn't know what I was doing. I was a little kid. And I, like, when Dad told us to do something, you just kind of did it. Like, what was I supposed to do? I'm so sorry that that happened to you. I had no idea you had powers. Like, I didn't mean for any of this to happen." They get into screaming. Well, on Vanya's side, she gets into a screaming match. And she's like, "I hate you. I want you to leave." And Allison's like, "No, please don't do this. I love you, Vanya. Please don't make me do anything I'll regret." And Vanya's just screaming at her to leave. And Allison, to calm her down, is about to rumor her into calming down. I don't think she's going to do anything more than that. But, like, she starts saying, "I heard a rumor." And Vanya lashes out with her powers and with her violin bow and slashes her across the throat. And Allison starts violently bleeding, like her throat was just cut, because it was. And she collapses to the ground. And Vanya starts freaking out. She immediately feels so much remorse, and as she should. And she's like, "Oh my God, no, 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 I didn't mean to do that." Leonard comes waltzing in, and he starts smiling at this tableau like an absolute fucking creep. And he's just like, "Hey, Vanya, this is what you had to do. Let's go." And Vanya's like, "What? I don't want to leave." And he, like, kind of forces her out. And meanwhile, the boys.
We get to see the dead body of the hospital guy underneath.
As they're driving past, this guy is really bad at, like, bagging up bodies. He needs to fully bag them up. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Be a better fucking criminal than this. Anyway, as they're driving past, we see, like, the little flap of a trash bag or whatever, like, show us that the guy's dead body. We didn't need to see it, but we now know. And then So the boys are all the bros are coming down on the highway, and Fives driving, which I find so fucking funny. And
13-year-olds.
Luther, to be fair, Luther was drunk. Klaus was still having withdrawals, and Diego doesn't give a shit. So I mean, it makes sense. And so as they're driving down the highway, Luther kind of like pops his head in like from the middle seat, and is just like, "Hey, can you drive any faster?" And he's just like, "I will burn you with the cigarette lighter." And
Ask
he's
me
like,
one more time. Ask me one more time, and I'll burn you with the cigarette lighter. This is
and
five.
he's just like, okay. They reach the lake house, and Luther runs in, and he finds Allison on the floor covered in blood. She's not dead. You see her eyes moving. And he like just kind of cradles her, and he starts sobbing. It's very, very, very sad. And we think that Allison's gonna die, and it's extremely heartbreaking.
Yes.
So yeah.
It is. All right. What were your best parts of this episode?
Allison for getting down and dirty and like doing all the shit that she needs to do, and also like how she handled the confrontation with Vanya. She never lashed out at her. She always was just like, "Hey, I'm so sorry this happened to you. I want to make this better. Please, I love you. You're my sister. I don't want anything bad to happen to you. Please just believe me that I didn't mean for any of this to happen." Vanya is the one who like freaks out about it though. The boys in general, I just love their dynamic. And again, you don't usually get to see the boys on their own doing something, all of them on their own doing something, because Allison's usually there and usually like forms a little bit more of a balance. But all the boys like going to Luther in the bar and just being like, "Hey, Allison's in trouble." And then him just being like, "Yeah, you should have led with that. I would have led with way sooner than this. What the fuck is up with you?" And I also love that that's what it takes. It's just like, there you go. Now you have the magic words. Anyway,
Allison's in trouble.
and the cop, I actually really like the cop. The cop being like, "You were in that Sandra Bullock movie where like the teachers who are underpaid rob banks, right?" I love hearing anything about Allison's resume of like that, and then being the like the lawyer in the wheelchair or something. Like, I mean, she's played a number of roles that are very funny.
My wife and I like you better in romantic comedies.
It was Love for Loan or something like that. It was very funny. I love hearing about a resume. It's very funny to me because they're all like
Bizarre.
trashy movies. I love it. Anyway, and the drama of it all. Like, I mean, for Vanya to simply like cut her throat and all that stuff, like just, and also the reveal that I remember that being a huge, like, obviously we knew that Vanya had powers, but to hear that Allison rumored her into thinking that she was ordinary at the behest of Reginald, that was crazy. Like, I love that reveal, and I really like the drama of all of the like Allison getting her throat slashed and all the boys finding her. And you also see Ben in the background while they're like gathered around her. I like that they include Ben in that moment. But and it's a shame you don't get to see Ben's interactions or relationships with everybody, but obviously like he's dead, so I mean whatever. But
Right now, he's
but
really
yeah.
only interacting with class.
Yes. But yeah, those are the ones I could think of.
Yeah, and actually, you reminded me in talking about Ben, in the story that Allison told her daughter, you get to see this cartoon version and you get to see what Ben's powers, because it's never been really revealed what Ben's power is. And his power is kind of this weird thing. It's like he has this tentacle monster thing that comes out of his abdomen and like grabs people and slams them and stuff like that. It's kind of wild.
Yeah.
And you get to see that in the flashback. And there's still a lot of mystery still about Ben, because he's in this timeline, he is just this sweet conscience, like, "Hey, don't waste your life," voice, especially to Klaus. But
You
my
kind
best
of got,
parts.
sorry, just on the topic of Ben, and you kind of got to see a little bit of his like more timid nature in like the flashback of them helping out at the bank, where
Yeah, like,
he's
I
just
don't
kind of
wanna.
like, "Yeah, I don't really want to do this." And then he gets covered in blood, and then he's just like, "But I kind of just re want to read my book. Can I please not do this? Like, I don't want to do this." Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so my best parts, obviously, I love all of the siblings. I love Five. I love Diego. I love Klaus. I love Luther. I love Allison. And not Vanya. Vanya's my worst parts. But everybody else, the Umbrella Academy main people, I really love in this. I also, and I know that you got things you don't like about it. I love Cha-Cha in this. I
Oh,
love
I
the
like
blood.
cha-cha as well. I'll add cha-cha.
Yeah, blow it up that donut shop.
That was a badass bitch move,
It
Mary J.
was.
Blige. I love to
Yeah,
see it.
it is awesome shit. I'm gonna get you, yeah, for sure. So yeah, what were your worst
Oh yeah,
ones?
that's another song. Music. The music in this
Yeah,
episode's really good.
absolutely. That's really good.
Oh, okay. So my worst parts are Leonard, like being an
God,
absolute
he's the
fucking
worst.
creep, and
He's the worst.
also like at this point with like that one guy, the like survivor. I honestly, first of all, don't think that you could have gotten much more out of him other than his maybe his name, and that's an alias anyway, so it shouldn't really matter. But
Right.
like he kills him anyway, and I'm just like, what the fuck is up with you? Also, him pushing Vanya so hard, and Vanya just being like, I want to play my violin, bro. Can I please play my violin near the lake, please? And him just being like, oh, fine. And then him smiling like a creep when he sees Allison bleeding out on the floor. Like, are you kidding? Fuck
Yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Vanya hurting Allison in general. I'm just, and like that entire argument from Vanya's perspective, like, I understand you being upset with Reginald for doing it, but like,
Sure.
and also Alice, but you have to understand that Allison was a young kid like you at the time. Like, it wasn't her choice. And could she have remembered that she did it? Sure, but she doesn't know what it meant. She didn't know that you had powers. Like, that was kept secret from everyone for some reason. I don't know why. But,
And
just
it
in
could have been,
general.
you know, right. So it could have been kind of like when she remembers her daughter out of, she may have been thinking it was out of kindness, right? Like, you know, you are wanting to have powers and you don't, and you know, like just you know that you're ordinary,
Yeah.
accepting that, like telling her that to accept it, basically,
Something like
so that
that.
you don't have a lifetime of disappointment kind of thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, lose her boyfriend.
Yeah. And then Hazel and Agnes, I like them together and all that stuff, but I don't need to know about their plans for fucking bird
I
watching
don't
expeditions. Like, I
care.
don't care.
Don't
I don't care.
care.
With all the shit going on, that's something I don't care about.
Yeah, I mean, I really feel like the Hazel Agnes relationship takes up a lot of air in
It
this
does
season,
too
and
much.
yeah, it is too much for me too. But there we go. But you know, the comparatively the draw of the normal life, I guess, is what they're going for. But yeah, I didn't include that in a
Yeah.
worst part, but it is a worst part. Vanya and the guy are my absolute worst parts. What grade did you give this episode?
B plus, maybe A minus. I haven't decided because I like it a lot. I love the drama. I love getting to see all like the new twists and turns and such, but I don't know, Hazel and Agnes and Leonard, I just like, and they're like training in the woods after he's just been like not in a coma, but he was hospitalized and he lost an eye, and we're just kind of brushing past that. It's been like a whole like maybe 12 hours since that
Yeah,
happened.
maybe.
Can we please like stop and like take stock of what just happened? Like, you just lost a fucking eye and you're just like, I'm good, I'm voluntarily discharging from the hospital. I'm totally fine. I can only see out of one eye. It's like,
Yeah.
okay, but like, what the fuck is up with
Yeah.
you? Like,
You know, I'm on the fence about B or B plus for this, because
I think
honestly, I
it's a B
gave it
plus
a
for me.
B. I think I gave it a B initially, and I'm trying to look at like the next two episodes and see what I gave those, and it might be a B plus. I'm gonna kind of give it a B plus slash, because I'm still on the fence about it, but I can see it being B
Boo, be
plus.
decisive, boo.
Get over it. All right, so we've got the last two episodes of season one, which are really, really good, and for listeners, there are some great, great, great fucking lines in these next two episodes that we're going to stop and we're going to talk about, because I enjoy stopping and talking about them. Because this is so well written. The dialogue is just so well written. But we're really looking forward to sharing the end of season one of the Umbrella Academy with you. We hope that you join us, and
Cheers.
cheers.